Will you turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 15? We're going to read the first five verses. If you're following in the Pew Bibles, page 1083, John chapter 15, verse 1 to 5, which might be a familiar passage to many of you, that it is Jesus talking about the vine and the branches. As I said, we're going to read the first five verses, but we're really going to think mostly around verses 4 and 5 this morning. This is what Jesus says. This is with his disciples. This is on the night before his arrest. He's some of his final conversations with his disciples, and he says this to them. He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If anyone remains in me and I in them, they will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." And we end our reading there, and we thank God for that word. Shall we pray? God, we thank you for this word that you have given to us, a word that might be familiar to us, maybe something that we read often and we think about often, or maybe something that we read over because we're so familiar with it and we're just going through the motions. But God, I pray that today it will come alive to us. I pray that today it will speak into our situation as we are right now. I pray that we'll be reminded of what it means to remain in you, and that we'll be encouraged to do that, maybe even in new ways. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. As Kenny said at the start, it's July already. It's the first Sunday of July. And it's crazy to think that it is, that we're in summer now. We're in the summer break. It seems like just the other day that we were starting another busy church year. And now we're coming to that point, or we're in that place where for most of our church ministries and activities, this is the summer break. But of course, that isn't true for everyone. Yesterday, a team of young people and leaders, as we've said, went off to Romania on a mission trip. Holiday Bible Club is only a few weeks away, maybe closer than Amy would like it to be. And Summerfest is just after that. So for those serving with children and young people, summer is anything but a quiet time. Things that we've been doing week after week have been stopped for now. Different things have taken their place in church life, but maybe now in our home life as well. It's time for family holidays. It's time for visitors to come. It's camps. It's mission trips. Life looks different for a while over these next few months. And the rhythm of our church life and the rhythm of our own lives also looks different for a while. And we don't always notice what those rhythms are until, of course, they get interrupted. And then we realize how much we've come to depend on them. And that can be a little bit unsettling, because when these church activities and the rhythms that we're used to are paused or they're interrupted, well, then sometimes it can feel like our relationship with Jesus is being interrupted as well. And that can raise an important question for us as followers of Jesus. Is the strength of my faith dependent on maintaining regular rhythms, of being consistently involved in church life and ministry and spiritual practices? Or is there something deeper that holds my relationship with Jesus steady? That's where Jesus takes us in John 15. He doesn't tell us to cling to our routines. He doesn't give us a checklist of religious activities that we should be keeping up with. Instead, he gives us this picture of a vineyard. I am the vine and you are the branches, and remain in me. For people listening to Jesus, that image wouldn't have been unusual to them. They would have been surrounded by vineyards. They would have been very familiar with how vines and branches grew. They understood what a healthy vine looked like and how a vine and a vineyard is cared for. But for us living in Northern Ireland, vineyards are not really a part of our everyday life. Maybe you've seen pictures of them. Maybe you've visited them on your holidays to France, Spain, Italy, maybe South Africa. Or maybe you're just familiar with the outcome of the vineyards. See some people smiling very knowingly. But even if the vineyards aren't familiar to us, the point that Jesus is making in this picture is a simple one. He focuses our attention on the vine and to what is connected to that vine and what is growing out of it. And even though all of those branches might look different, they all have this in common. None of them have life in themselves. None of them are able to produce their own nourishment. They're not self-sustaining. Everything that they need, the life, the strength, the growth, all of that is dependent on the vine. And that means that the most important thing about the branch is not how impressive it looks or even how much fruit it's producing. What's most important is whether it's connected to the vine or not. Because even for a while, a branch can look fine when it becomes detached from the vine, but it cannot live without the vine. And that's the picture that Jesus is giving us in the story. So it isn't really about the grapes. It's about the connection between the vine and the branches. That's what Jesus is emphasizing. Not spiritual performance, not constant emotional pressure to always be doing the right thing in the church or always feeling the right way. Jesus doesn't tell us that we must try harder to produce more fruit, to focus on becoming more productive. He simply tells us to remain in Him. And that word remain is helpful because to remain doesn't take a lot of effort. Jesus isn't saying you need to strive harder to stay connected. He is simply saying you are already connected, so stay connected. It's a bit like if I said to you, remain in your seats. It doesn't take much effort to do that because you're already sitting in your seats. But it does take discipline. Discipline not to get up and walk away. Discipline not to drift off and ignore what was said and then decide to do something else. Or deciding that actually, you know what, it's better for me to be somewhere else. And in that sense, remaining is simple, but it's not a passive thing. It's being intentionally dependent on something outside of ourselves, something that we're not in control of. Remaining in your seat, you are entirely dependent on the seat that you're sitting on. You are trusting that seat will hold you, that seat will not collapse, that seat will not fail you. You are putting your trust in the seat to remain. And in the same way, Jesus' instruction to us to remain in Him is an invitation for us to depend on Him. Remaining in Him is not simply about living in a trusting relationship with Jesus. It's not about holding tightly onto Him. It's about holding on to the truth that He is holding on to you. And if we're going to be intentional about that, if we're going to be intentional about remaining in Him, well, then it's helpful to develop rhythms. These things that we call spiritual disciplines that help us with that connection. Things like reading our Bibles, like praying regularly, like gathering together as a church community. These are good God-given rhythms that He gives to us. And they help us stay focused on Jesus. They help us stay angled towards Him. They give shape to our lives as disciples. They're good, but we need to be careful about how we understand these rhythms, what we expect them to do. Because it can be easy for us to start thinking that my Christian faith is held together by maintaining a consistent pattern of these disciplines. That I must read my Bible every day. That I must go to church every Sunday. That I must get involved in every church activity. Because if I don't, well then there's a problem with my Christian faith. But Jesus doesn't say remain in your rhythms. He calls us to remain in Him. The rhythms are not the vine. They're not the source of life. They are the part that we play in allowing the life that is in the vine to flow into us. They're simply ways of staying connected to the vine. And that's really important, because in a season like this, in the summer months, those rhythms will change. You might not be able to come to church every week. You might not be able to read your Bible every day. It's a part of life that there will be seasons like this, like these summer months, where some rhythms will pause. Some will feel less consistent. Some will look completely different because our circumstances are different. And that's okay. Because Jesus doesn't change when our routines change. Our connection to Him isn't dependent on the stability of our schedules. It's dependent on Him, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so these months are not about how do I keep my spiritual rhythms intact. It's about how do I remain in Jesus when these rhythms will change. Because we need to remember that these rhythms are a means to something. Those spiritual disciplines, reading our Bible, praying, meeting with one another, they're a means to something. They're not an end in themselves. If we believe that our life in Jesus is entirely dependent on maintaining consistent rhythms, and when those rhythms are disturbed, as they usually are over summer, well, then we start to feel out of sync in our relationship with Jesus, then what we've done is we've allowed these rhythms to become something that they were never meant to be. But Jesus keeps coming back to the invitation. Remain in me. Remain in Him. And remaining in Him is helped by developing healthy rhythms in our Christian life. Coming to church regularly. Engaging in God's Word regularly. Meeting with other Christians so that we can encourage one another and we can spur each other on. Spending time in open, honest conversation with God in prayer. Or maybe even just sitting in the stillness of His presence. And in the life of our church, in the life of High Kirk, those rhythms might look like coming to church on a Sunday, praying together, opening God's Word together, belonging to a life group, or meeting with other believers during the week. A rhythm that has helped you remain in Jesus, to feel that connection to Him, to feel the life that flows from Him into you. And now they've stopped, or they look different. But there's no need to panic. We mustn't mistake a change of routine for a loss of relationship. We keep remaining in Jesus because Jesus says that we must. Because when we remain in Jesus, it produces fruit in us. When Jesus talks about fruit, we need to understand what He's talking about. Let's start with what He doesn't mean so that we don't misunderstand Jesus here. This fruit is not primarily about new Christians and evangelism. I see those things as the fruit of the fruit. The fruit Jesus is talking about here is Christ-like character, the kind of life that reflects Jesus Himself. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's what we look like when people see Jesus in us. It's not something that we manufacture. It's not something that we produce by willpower. Jesus isn't telling us to try harder to produce fruit. He is saying that if we remain in Him, that fruit will be produced in us. And the picture that Jesus gives us of vine and branches is helpful because it also tells us something obvious in its simplicity. The life that flows out of the vine shapes what grows out of the branch. What the branch produces is consistent with the vine. In the same way that a grapevine will never produce apples, if we remain in Jesus, we will become like Jesus. When we're connected to Him, His life flows into us. And over time, what begins to grow in us looks like Him. We become like Jesus because we're connected to Jesus. And so there's a link here between what Jesus is saying here and what we thought about last week when we looked at Romans 8. Last week we saw that God is at work in all things for the good of those who love him. And we came to understand that the good that he is working towards is to shape us into becoming like Jesus, into Christ-likeness. And here Jesus is showing us how we remain open to that work by remaining in him, by keeping that connection between him and us open and alive and available. So Romans 8 tells us what God is doing, regardless of the circumstances around us, because God is working in all things. John 15 shows us how we allow ourselves to stay connected and available to that work that God is doing. God produces the growth in us as long as we remain connected to the source of life. So when Jesus talks about fruit being produced, he isn't talking about the pressure to perform in certain acceptable ways. Instead, he is saying that the fruit is evidence of a good, healthy relationship with him. It's not about us trying really hard to become like Jesus. It's about remaining in him so that he can make us like himself. So what does it look like to remain in Jesus when the regular rhythms are disrupted over the summer months? For some of us, summer will feel a little bit slower. There's more space in the diary. Life feels a little bit less structured than normal, and church rhythms can feel a little bit more unpredictable. For others, especially those who serve with children and young people, summer is anything but quiet. Holiday Bible clubs, mission trips, summer fest, weeks of organizing and planning and preparation, serving, giving so much of themselves. For some, it can be one of the busiest, most demanding seasons of the year. So when we talk about rhythms being disrupted, we're not just talking about things stopping. We're also talking about other things starting, often at full pace. But in both of these situations, both of these types of disruption, Jesus gives the same invitation. Remain in me. Remain in me when it's quieter than normal. Remain in me when it's busier than normal. But of course, what that might look like will look different for different people. But it doesn't need to be complicated, and it doesn't need to be a burden. Over the summer, your rhythm of engaging with God's word, your time spent reading the Bible, might look different. Maybe instead of getting 30 quiet minutes at home, it's 10 minutes with a cup of coffee before everybody else wakes up in the house. Maybe instead of working through your daily reading plan, you spend a week slowly reading through one psalm a day, maybe not even every day while you're away on holiday. Maybe while you're serving in holiday Bible club or on a mission team, the passage that you're preparing to teach for that day to others becomes the passage that feeds you for that day. Or in the busyness of your day, intentionally taking a moment, just taking a breath and recognizing that God is there in those ordinary things that you're doing, in the busyness of what you're doing, in the conversations that you're having. He's there with you in the car as you drive to wherever it is that you're going. He's there in the middle of the busyness of the day. And just taking that moment to recognize that God is here, even if I'm so busy. And recognizing as well that the very things that you're doing in those places, the things that you're doing to serve him, the things that you're doing where you're giving of yourself, where you're sharing with others, hoping that they will encounter Jesus in what you're doing, that actually there's a place for you to meet with him too. Because if they're meeting with him in that place, well, then he's there for you to meet with him too. The rhythm may change, but the connection doesn't need to. So we must be careful of not falling into that trap that says that if I can't do my normal quiet time this week, then I might as well not do anything at all. Jesus offers us a healthier way of thinking with just a simple invitation. Don't lose the connection in the middle of busyness. Don't drift from Jesus while you're spending time serving him. Stay with him in it. And when things feel a little less structured, when the rhythms aren't there, don't assume that means that you're more distant from God. It simply means finding a different way of what it means to remain in him. And through it all, don't forget to rest. Not the collapse at the end of the day, exhaustion kind of rest, but intentional rest, choosing to pause, choosing to step back, choosing to receive rest as something that God gives, not something that we fall into because we've run out of energy. Because remaining in Jesus is not only about the things we do, it's about learning to rest in Him. Rhythms are as much about activity as they are about rest. Think about our rhythm section here in worship. The bass guitarist, the drummer. The rhythm is set not just about every time that Niall bangs the drum or that Mark, sorry Mark, that Mark plucks a string. It's about the spaces in between as well, where nothing is struck and nothing is played. That sets the rhythm too. So it's about learning to rest in Jesus. Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy. My burden is light. The invitation from Jesus isn't complicated. It's simply this. Remain in me. Stay connected to me. Trust me with your life. And whether summer feels structured or busy, whether it's quiet, whether it's disrupted, the invitation doesn't change. Jesus isn't near and available in one season and then absent in another. He is still the vine. He is still the source of life, the one who holds us and sustains us, the one who transforms us and gives us rest. So as we stay connected to Him, His life continues to flow into us, shaping us into the people who bear His fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience and kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness and self-control. Because Jesus doesn't promise that our circumstances will never change. But He does promise that He remains the vine in every season. And in every season, He calls us to remain in Him. So shall we pray? God, we thank You that we can count on You to be the same. Your promise to always be there, wherever we are, whenever we need You, even to the end of the age, is not a promise that You have made and then changed Your mind about. You are with us in all things, and You are working in all things. We saw that last week. You're working good in all things. And that good, what that good looks like is Your people becoming like You, so that this world can get a glimpse of what the kingdom looks like. But God, in order for that life to flow out of You into us, for in order for that transformation to happen in us that bears the fruit of Your likeness in us, cannot happen if we stay apart from You. Cannot happen if we're doing something else over there and You're sitting in a different place. But it happens when we stay connected to You, when we allow the life that You give to flow into us. And that does come from meeting together with others. It does come when we open Your word and allow Your word to speak to us. It does come when we close our eyes or sit in a quiet place and talk with You, or even just sit in a quiet place and enjoy being in a quiet place with You. These things are important, but God, over summer, they don't always look like they do the rest of the time. So God, will You help us to recognize the opportunities that You give us? Every song that we sing here, the rhythm sounds different. God, over summer, we're singing a different song. But it still needs the rhythm, Lord. Will You help us to understand what that rhythm looks like? Not to give up. Not to say, if it doesn't look the same, then it doesn't look like anything. And God, in these months ahead, where maybe we are on holiday, where maybe we are on mission, where maybe we are involved in things that only happen once a year, or maybe we're just so busy because other people are on holiday, and now the workload lands on us. God, will You still help us to find and see those opportunities, to stay connected to You, to remain in You, We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.